Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. This weight thing. Me and this weight thing. Me and this weight thing. Yesterday was an office day. So I knew there was going to be snacks and food. Even though there wasn't a planned free lunch because we didn't have dignitaries or visiting higher ups there, or wasn't a mandatory all hands. There's always food somewhere. So I get up, I eat my breakfast, my normal breakfast, half a link, Italian sausage, grits, and cottage cheese. Mr. Scale told me 219.0 when I woke up, which was not bad, considering that I'm not really disciplined. I'm not fully disciplined. I'm slipping and I'm eating this and that. I'm having snacks at night. During the work day, I don't though. During the work day, I keep my calorie intake way down. Every now and then, I'll get something like some celery or some vegetables or something just to put in my stomach to munch on. But I'm always, for some reason, after work, looking for that meal. Now, wait, there's some fantasizing about it, basically. Yesterday was no different. Because I knew I had some fried chicken left over and french fries. No, the day before yesterday. What day was that? No, it wasn't yesterday. It was the day before yesterday. One of them days. Either way, the whole thing comes down to I'm not fully disciplined and I be cheating. But to cut the story short, to cut to the chase scene, the most important part is I wasn't fully vested in my behavior yesterday, calorie-wise and food-wise. So when I got up on the scale this morning, and it said 218.6. I was surprised. It was that and I forgot what yesterday's weight was. Yesterday weighed, I weighed 219.0. Yesterday I weighed 219.0. And this morning I weighed 218.6. And I'm thinking, I did bad today. I'm thinking it's gonna be a higher number or this or that. So that 218.6, I was excited about. And then I looked and saw that yesterday I was 219.0. I'm like, okay. And then I thought to myself, shouldn't you be happy that you lost almost a half a pound in one day? Shouldn't you be happy that the scale is trending in the right direction and that you lost 0.4 pounds yesterday? And the answer is no. I'm spoiled. I'm used to losing more than that. And I knew if I didn't have those gingerbread cookies, a gingerbread house that I bought home and ate a little bit of, and I think I had some chips and some french fries, and just, I gotta eat something when I come home. And I'm sitting there drinking my Kool-Aid, and it is so good. It is so rewarding. Oh, it's so good. And yesterday I was doing good yesterday at work. You know, I got in, I got my normal pub mix and my sparkling lemonade or carbonated lemonade drink that they got out of a fountain there that's so good. It's terribly good. And I had a, you know, bowl of that. As soon as I get there, just ate breakfast at home, get there, got to have my pub mix. You know, as the days, as I clock in and get going, start taking calls and all that, blah, blah. You know, and I do good, you know, for a little while. I'm getting my steps at break and lunch. You know, that's no problem. And we have our meeting, this and that. Then I grab a bag, a small bag of baked cheddar, Cheetos, the hard kind. You know, not the puffy, but Cheetos, and a big, and so a bag of, little bag of Goldfish. Not a little bag of Goldfish, but like the small kind of you know, not a big bag, but like, not the small one. Not the small, small packet, but it was like a little bag. Anyway, and I ate that. And I drank a carbonated water. And I was doing good, and I was feeling pretty good by myself. Then the co-worker's leaving. He said, "Hey, you want this meal that I got?" I was like, "Yes." I was like, "Yes." And it turns out he subscribes to Factor. He gets those subscribed meals or whatever you get. You know, those meals, that delivery meals. He subscribes to those delivery meals. So he gets those, and he had made, you know, I was getting them too for a long time ago. And, you know, they're not that filling. They don't have enough salt in them, blah, blah, blah. You know, they don't seem to get the job done, you know. And they're kind of expensive. Then they start to pile up. And then you find yourself eating two or three of them at a time. And, you know, the whole works. So I get that. He gives me one of those. It was Factor. The one he was getting was Factor. And then, as I was getting hit, he was giving it to me. And I was walking back, people were seeing me with it. They're like, "Oh, which one is that one?" It's like more than one person at our job, on our crew, knew what that was and has those, does that. Gets those meals delivered, you know, frozen or whatever. And this other guy said he tried Factor. He said, you know, blah, blah, blah. He tried another one and all that. So I ate that and it was good. Ate that with the rest of my Cheetos and Goldfish. And it was good. Then I get home, you know. Good day. I'm feeling pretty good. Drive home. Nice drive home. Love driving my car. Hollywood Freeway. Just being in LA driving my car. You know, I'm listening to all that. Get home. Nice. You know, I'm ready to settle down. It was a good day. They start off really slow. I didn't feel like doing it. If I'd have had PTO, I'd have went home. And I've done it before. I've went all the way up to my desk, sat down, ready to work, and got up and left and went home. And I could have very easily done it yesterday. But I didn't. I told myself, all right, what you do is you're just gonna sit here and you ain't gonna do nothing. You're gonna sandbag, you ain't gonna worry about your numbers. You know, even if you got to go into queue management or whatever and be in that all day, you know, that's how you're going to get through it. You know, you'll make up the performance part later or whatever. And that's just kind of what I told myself, knowing that, you know, I guess my integrity or just who I am wouldn't allow me to, you know, fully exploit that. But it got me through. I don't know what happened. It just stopped going. It may be the remote. It may be that the remote cut off and the remote timed out, the Bluetooth remote timed out, and it kicks off the record. Anyway, where was I? I forgot where I was. But anyway, the whole point is, I wake up this morning and I weigh 218.6. You know, which is definitely, I'm coming down. I lost like 0.4 pounds from yesterday. You know, most people should be happy with that, or I should even be happy with that, losing 0.4 pounds from yesterday. But I'm so used to losing more and doing better than that. I'm greedy and impatient. I've had better weight loss and performance than that. And I know I could have done better, even though I probably didn't do bad. I'm just very, very hard on myself. And like I said many, 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 many times before, I'm just getting over my nicotine addiction. I'm definitely gonna play up on that. I'm getting over my nicotine addiction. And I had to replace that stimulation. I had to replace that craving, and I did it with food, and I'm basically doing all right with it. I think I'm doing all right with it because I put on like 20, 25 pounds in a month, You probably heard this before, but I like telling the story again, and there's probably a reason why I tell the story over and over again. Because it's probably on my mind, and there's probably some kind of something to it. My God, have we pressed the button already? Thank you. Taking all day long. I got places to be. I like bitching. I like being human and complaining because I don't ever hardly have anything to complain about a lot of the time. So it's fun to. Like I'm probably complaining about the fact that I lost a half a pound between yesterday and today. I want more. But it's coming down. It's coming down. Because this number used to be up there, over 220, 220. That's coming down. And today, when I get home, I should be 216 something. And it's coming down. I mean, it's coming down. I want to stay on my ass. I want to keep the pressure on. I want to make it dire. I want to be dramatic about it. I want to overdo it. All of that. To stay on it. Because I want to get this weight off. Yesterday I wore a shirt that I couldn't button. Because I wanted to wear short sleeves. And I refused to buy a large shirt. All my shirts are mediums. And I'm going to keep wearing them. I'm going to keep doing what I do till I get back in those mediums. And I still got probably about 20 pounds to go. But that's just it, you know. I'll figure out something. I'll fake it here, fake it there. But the one shirt I had was weight. It was too small. I don't even know why I did that. I tried to play it off. A coworker called me out. She said, "Why did you make your shirt too small?" I was like, "Yep." I was like, "Yep, it is." I could barely button it. But if I button it, it looked weird. So then I just wore my company, not hoodie, but jacket, sweater. I don't know, what do you call it? Top, zip top, not hoodie, but then I had a company thing over it. Cause it was kind of cold in the building and it was kind of chilly outside. Let's wore it over that. But I did buy a pair of larger pants, size 38. I got one pair. You know, I needed that because my other one was just too tight. And one pair is enough. I'm not buying any more. And I still got some large t-shirts and stuff. You know, but I wanted to wear a shirt with a collar. If I wear a shirt with a collar, I don't have any large short sleeve shirts with a collar anymore. I got to send them all to Goodwill to throw them away. And I got one large shirt, I think. One large long sleeve shirt. And the rest are all medium. I can barely get in them. And even my medium t-shirts fitting kind of tight. You know, because I got things to do. I got things to do and I got to stay on it. And this is my way of staying on it. Because I want to get back. I want to get back. Maybe I can get back by June. Let me see, by my birthday? Should I set a goal, a month, to lose 20 pounds in a month? Not the way I'm going, huh? I could do it, though. I definitely could do it if I was to put my mind to it. It's May. Yep, my birthday's in a month. Damn. Maybe by the 4th of July? 2 months, 3 months? Either way, I got to get it off. And not only do I got to get it off, I'm already thinking ahead. Not only do I got to get it off, I have to keep it off come weight gain season again. And I think I will this time. I think I don't want to go through this again. I think I learned my lesson. Hopefully this will be a win-win-win-win to where I quit smoking, get off my nicotine addiction, get my weight down, and be able to get through weight gain food hibernation season, which starts roughly at Halloween. And get through that, because between Halloween and Thanksgiving, I gained like 20 pounds, 23, 24, 25 pounds. It's all about the weight. No, it's not all about the weight. Okay, maybe it may be. It may be. But one thing I do, though, I be having my ass out here walking. I be out here every day. And today I was put extra. I got on my t-shirt, my long sleeve t-shirt, my sauna jacket, and I threw on this hoodie, size triple X. This is like a double triple X hoodie that was on sale that I got when I was a little bigger. I wasn't triple double X bigger, but it was on sale and it looked so good. I said, give me one, you know. And I kind of, I ain't gonna say I like the look, but the oversized clothes on me do, you know, it's a different kind of look as opposed to wearing, you know, the tighter fitting medium sized stuff, which I also like, you know, but the, you know, oversized, I guess oversized, the oversized hoodie look, you know, it's a thing. It's probably definitely a thing. So, and I'm just wearing it now because I had up in my closet in my no wear stuff, stuff, you know, that I just put to the side. It's too big or not in the main rotation clothes. I got had it up there. So let me pull it out, see what's up, throw it on. And if it's perfectly over all the other clothes I got on, and it's probably 60, 63, 64, 65 degrees out here. So I'm doing a lot of sweating. Hopefully I bring that number down. And that's the only thing I care about. No, it's not the only thing I care about, but you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. So, here we are. I just started thinking about some financial stuff that's going through. Some financial administration. Kind of got distracted there. That I got to be aware of and be ready for. Blah, 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 blah. Coming up, because it's a killer. It's a killer. Having money costs money. Having money costs money. You better believe that. You better believe that. So, and getting ready for New Orleans tomorrow night. Wow, tomorrow night. Okay. Means I gotta prepare for that. Prepare to debark. And when I booked my tickets to New Orleans, you know, I booked them on Spirit, blah, 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 blah. And then I look up. I booked my return flight to Burbank without even knowing it. Because I saw the flight. I saw the da-da-da. I get a stop in Vegas, blah, 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 blah. But it got me back home on the 7th at 10:13, which was probably the best flight to get me back here so I can make it home and work. I'm gonna try to do that. But then I'm also taking the 6th off the day before, and I'm gonna be in New Orleans. Not really doing nothing. So I was thinking about, what if I worked? Took my laptop and external monitor and a few things. I'm not taking a carry-on, so I'd have to throw it into my backpack. I could probably make that work. You know, traveling with 2 computers. It might be heavy, but I could probably make it work and get there and that Saturday, I mean that Monday, actually work. It would be working from 2 to 10 and save PTO. But that means I'll be in New Orleans. Do I want to work? Do I want to work? I don't want to spend that time there. You know, taking in the vibe and eating, just enjoying. Or would, you know, just being in New Orleans. And then I got to get up Then I got to be at the airport at 3:30 in the morning the next day. So if I work till 10, I just have to, that whole day be shot. If I start at 2, you know, I get up, do this, do that, do that. Not that I might do anything. I might not do anything in New Orleans anyway that day, but lay around and sleep, which probably won't be bad considering the next day I'm going to have. So I got to see how it goes. Plus, I put in for PTO, and that day is some kind of holiday in the UK. So they're looking for a lot of people to do overtime. They're looking for people to do overtime during those hours, which is overnight here, from like midnight to 8 p.m. They want people to do some overtime. And midnight to 8 p.m. would be 3:30 in the morning to like 11 a.m. It'd be like 2:30 in the morning to like 11 a.m. That would be like, as soon as I got done with the P-Funk show, go home and work. It'll be Monday morning. Sunday night, P-Funk show's the 5th. And start working as soon as finish the P-Funk, go to the hotel and work. So, not sure how that's gonna work. Or if I even wanna do that. But, or just take the days, you know, and just suck them up. Just take the days and suck it up. You know, save that PTO. You know, I don't want to use it. I want to save as much as I can. PTO is more precious than the money. And I'd rather have the PTO, keep the money. Here, I get the money back. That's just the way I like to look at PTO. Pay time off. Vacation time. We don't have sick leave anymore. Sick leave is, see, that's how they get you. Ain't no more sick days. You just get paid time off and that's it. So in a way, I think we kind of lost. Sort of. But I'm not complaining. Because this company, this job, best I ever had. By far. Anyway, I guess I'll talk about P-Funk. My upcoming funk trip later, when I'm in the mood for that, or when it hits me. But right now, swinging on y'all 2 times. For me, for the funk. For every elementary particle that's ever existed, any atom in this or any universe ever was, is, it will be totality of it all, hypothesis of all is one. Theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey.